Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. How do you do? Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the publisher, the editor of Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists every week published at Talkers, and also we put them up on the GoodDayShow.com website. So, Michael, there are a lot of things that are kind of icky.
A lot of things coming in and out. A lot of stories. It's very difficult to do the chart this week. There's stories that are not on it that popped in for a couple of days and disappeared. Some of them are regional. It was a messy week. But here's what we got. At number 10, severe weather. At number 9, Trump legal issues. That covers a wide array of stuff. You know, it's decades of law and order. At number 8, the 2024 GOP race. That also splashes all over the place. U.S.-Mexico border issues at number 7. Otherwise called immigration. And number 6, the Biden gun regulations. Number 5, a couple of things tied, the fate of TikTok and the Meta layoffs. This, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly, MIF or MIF Pristone.
I have had a hard time with that, too. I don't know the correct pronunciation of it either.
Even the places where we go to get the pronunciations are in conflict.
Yes.
At number 3, U.S.-Russia drone incident tied with the Russia-Ukraine war, which is a big
issue. You see the video of the plane spraying fuel? Where did that video come from?
The same guy that does the video for people climbing Mount Everest.
Oh, okay.
You ever wonder, like, who's the guy taking the pictures of people risking it?
Hello.
I always wonder that. Whenever I see these documentaries about people climbing mountains or you know, who's the guy filming it?
Yeah.
And number 2, the economy and Fed policy. And number 1, which is really troubling story, especially for those of us who have hordes of cash.
First Republic Bank.
The Silicon Valley Bank failure tied with banking regulations. On our people survey, here's another one where we have some names that are hard to pronounce. Number 10, Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen.
That's very hard. Her real name is Kathy something, I think. I know you'll find this hard to believe, but on the Good Day program this week, we actually talked about Stormy Daniels and her life and career with a focus on her as a person, not an object. Right.
Yeah. Well, she's a person, and she's a member of a very large economic community. The pornography industry is a very big
Stephanie
business.
Clifford is her real name.
Just Stephanie Clifford.
Yes.
No, that's not a bad name.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. And then there's Alvin Bragg at number 9. Kevin McCarthy at 8. Nikki Haley. Remember her? She's at number 7. Number 6, Mark Zuckerberg. Here's a guy. How do you pronounce his name? Number 5, Matthew Kaczmarek.
Kaczmarek.
Yep. Is wow, okay. And now Vladimir Putin is at 8. Donald Trump, I know how to pronounce his name, at 3. Mm. Ron DeSantis is 2. Joe Biden is 1. It's kind of a mishmash, folks. It's the best we could do. It changed every 20 minutes during the week.
So I'm going to grind an axe here with you. This is not about you, but it is an axe to grind with regard to this program and most talk radio shows, which in fact are on are on AM radio stations. So the fact that Ford announced this week that they were going to stop putting AM radios in most, if not all, of their products, caused me to say on the air that I would no longer buy Ford products. The idea of for saving a dollar or two, not putting an AM radio in a car. Yeah, there's a conflict with the electric car, and they could solve it if they wanted to. I also blame regulators and the government here, because there were many ways over the years that AM radio could be the same quality as FM. For whatever the reason, nobody has taken that position or moved it to that position. You know, some AM radio stations have done digitalization on their own, but in this circumstance, I think this is inexcusable, Michael. What do you think, as a person who's most interested person in talk radio in the country? Most talk radio is on AM stations, so what are we going to do?
Well, move to FM and move to Internet, as is happening anyway. No, it bothers me about it. I share your grind, your axe grind. But I'm not, I don't see it as, in the long run, when I say the long run, I mean starting now, I don't see it as being that consequential. I think that FM has just as much to fear about changes in what's called the dashboard. I think that almost everything will be digital and, you know, through the air, online. Mm-hmm. People are doing that already. You know, smartphones are transistor radios. Bluetooth puts it into the dashboard. The sound is better than AM radio. AM radio sound is just unfortunately inferior. And now with electric cars, which are only a small percentage of the number of cars on the road, by the way, they're not taking over, but they are making a slow but sure impact. Where it'll go, I don't know. But the electric car situation sort of is the nail in the coffin. But you know, when you listen to AM radio, you hear all kinds of static and garbage all the time anyway. And most listeners, most people who are savvy radio fans have already figured out ways around it. More and more AM radio stations are having what's called FM translators, where they now have an FM signal in at least the heavily populated parts of the market. It's not perfect, but we're moving to a digital world. We're moving the idea of AM and FM being the dominant ways of listening to this thing that we call radio, it's definitely on the way out. Mm. And it's a troubling time. It doesn't make being in this business easy. But as I said, to sum it up, there's a bigger movement going on that cannot be changed. And savvy listeners know how to get their shows.
Get around it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yep. And that's the thing. In this case, you go to gooddayshow.com, and you can use your device, put it through the system in your car, and you're all set. That's the way it is. But then I don't like somebody getting into my face and saying, "Yeah, we're not going to do this anymore." That's what Ford didn't have to announce it. They made a big deal out of it.
Well, they made a big deal out of it because they are under pressure from people that are protesting it. You're not the only one who's concerned about this. And look at all the money tied up in AM radio stations in terms of the equipment, AM transmitters, AM towers, having FCC attorneys, because AM is a licensed, regulated, complicated legal thing that people that are in the radio business have to deal with, and engineers. And I mean, it costs a fortune to put out an AM signal. Mm-hmm. Think about this. It costs a fortune to put out an AM signal, but anybody could start a full platform of radio and television programming from their basement for basically peanuts.
Mm. Great.
It's a very bizarre time. It's like, do newspapers really need, at this time in history, do they need to be on paper? Mm. They really don't, but some of them are. But they are losing money. Major printing establishments are going out of business. It's a transitional time, Doug. It's a remarkable time where we can't consider any one iconic mode of media to be the establishment. We don't have that, and we don't have an established national culture anymore. I was amazed anybody knew any of the movies last week when we had the Oscars. There's such fragmentation going on because of the communications and a million other reasons. Different kind of period of time.
All right, so let's springboard from that conversation into a discussion of TikTok. One of the items is we have the focus on TikTok and the Chinese government connection to it, number five this week. One of the things that's an ancillary conversation, one of the great things about, as we say often, about talk radio is that you can go in so many different directions. So because you're an expert in this area, I call upon you to explain to folks how TikTok works when it comes to speeding up various songs. I remember when we were kids, there were some stations that would speed up various the versions of songs so that they could you wouldn't really be able to tell that the songs were being they were being squeezed, but they were. And the same was being done to commercials. There was an average. You could take like a quarter of a second out of this and then half a second out of that, and it would tighten everything up. And apparently that's what TikTok is doing, and I thought it was very interesting because it's kind of the new technology takes the old technology.
Well, everything is concerned with getting things done fast. First of all, there was a major app, or it was a software package called Cashbox that was used to make records go faster, so radio stations could squeeze more records in shorter time. And there was even a time, and it didn't last very long, when that practice was being done with talk shows.
Syndicated. I knew that. Yeah, I think I did know.
Do you remember? Yeah. I think that there was a big complaint that some stations were speeding Limbaugh up.
Yeah, too. That's right. Yeah,
you know, remember that?
And I do remember.
If you listen real closely, you could hear that it was a little bit faster than it might have been otherwise. I mean, if I'm talking like this, do you notice anything different about my voice?
Mm. No. No, you're not doing it right. You're going, high. It all comes down to pitch. It all comes down to pitch. And when it gets to that point where the pitch can no longer be plausible, it starts to sound like a mouse. So, but TikTok has rewired the human brain even more so, where we're preoccupied with things getting on and off as fast as possible.
Yep. And thank you to the Chinese Communist government for that. What a wonderful, what great friends they are. All right, it's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here, as we go through some of the items in the chart, some of the things that are ancillary to News Talk Radio or radio in general, things that are scholarly overviews of things like St. Patrick's Day. I know you're not Irish. I'm not Irish.
But everybody's Irish.
That's right. This weekend, everybody is kissing their lucky shamrocks, a lot of corned beef and cabbage on the air and off the air. I noticed that in some parts of the country, the archdiocese is granting parishioners a one-day dispensation because the Irish high holiday happened to have come on Friday, and it's a Friday in Lent when you're not supposed to eat meat. So not allowed during Lent. That's, you'd be happy to know that you can don't have to stick to cabbage, I guess, much as anything else.
What's so funny is that corned beef and cabbage is not really a traditional Irish dinner that goes back very far. The people in Ireland couldn't afford to eat that type of
Corn potatoes,
corned beef, right? Yeah,
yeah, right.
So many of the things that we consider to be traditional ethnic stuff really doesn't go back that far. That they really are modern inventions that are cloaked in the mystery and the awe and the seriousness of history, when in fact they may be like 50 years old, 100 years old, and we see a lot of that with Christmas.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, yes. All right, let's get to the number one and number two items on the story list this week. The bank failure and then what impact it's having the economy in general, Fed policy. Are people really... I coupled this with a conversation, Michael. Tell me what you think of this. The fact that we place so much import on what the government does, and we think that they have experts and they make decisions that are well-grounded. Mm-hmm. And then I called people's attention to what happened 20 years ago when George Bush single-handedly managed to cow everybody, whether they were in the Congress or whether they were various parts of his administration, into thinking we had to get Saddam Hussein.
It still bugs the hell out of me.
Yeah.
I want to say, you and I both saw that for being the BS it was back then.
Yeah. Right. But think about what it has led to. It basically created, because people didn't understand, I'm sure George Bush didn't know the difference between a Sunni and a Shiite. And so, okay, one Muslim is the same as another Muslim. And so you go and remove a Sunni, which was the majority party, the minority party in Iraq, and that vacuum lets the Shiites get into power. The Shiites were the ones controlling Iran, and so now we have a new relationship between Iran and Iraq, and it led to the creation of ISIS and all kinds of other things that had befallen us, plus how many thousands of men and women died over there, and how many people are we taking care of now, all on a whim. And the whim was unintelligible when you look at it today. It makes no sense whatsoever. So then I look at what regulators have done, increasing the Fed with their interest rates and trying to slow down inflation. To what end? We have this bank, the SVB bank, and then we have the 14th largest bank in the country, First Republic Bank, which is a bank in which many people who have lots of money put a lot of their money. So the fact that it was rescued this week in a consortium of events, J.P. Morgan Chase, which is the largest bank in America, the Federal Reserve, and you know, Janet Yellen getting on board, this is something that I think we ought to discuss a little bit here, because I'm sure that a lot of people don't know how it all works. And I think it would be helpful to discuss that as we continue here, because it's the number one issue on the countdown this week, 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgen's tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgen's can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgen's can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zelgens. Visit Zelgens.com or call 1-800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is urging his supporters to protest because he expects to be arrested this week. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu said on Sunday protests should be peaceful, but an indictment would result in a political circus. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't want any protests or violence if Trump is arrested. Swiss banking giant UBS is buying its troubled rival Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion. The Swiss National Bank said the takeover will secure financial stability and protect the country's economy. Second round action wrapped up at the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Xavier, Kansas State, and Michigan State all punched their tickets to the Sweet 16, along with UConn and Creighton. 16th seed Fairleigh Dickinson, who upset top seed Purdue on Friday, had its run come to an end with a loss to Florida Atlantic. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody who's having a birthday this weekend, why not? Wish people well, right? That's what we're here in part to do on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison always wishes all of you well.
Mm-hmm.
He's here each week at this time to review with me the things that are on the top of people's minds that listen to News Talk Radio, the things that matter, talking right. about the news and how it affects you, if you think it through that way.
Yes. We specialize in happy news.
This is the Good Day program. I had a lot of good news.
The Good Day program, yes, but this particular part of your broadcasting repertoire is the countdown of misery.
Ah, yes.
But think about how miserable most of these topics are. We talk about them.
Yeah.
We talk about them with a certain dispassion, as if we were like, in MASH. You know, doing surgery on people in the battlefield. I mean, you start to become numb to it. These topics are disgusting.
We are numb.
We're numb to them.
All of this stuff. I go back to the business, the First Republic Bank and these other banks, and how what happened this week. Both of the big banks that were in trouble were headquartered in San Francisco, and I wonder about that. The fact that the Silicon Valley Bank, SVB, is, 70% all financing and money that comes from Silicon Valley. So what does that tell you? What do we start wondering about the health of that industry? Is Facebook in trouble? Instagram going to be in trouble? They're going to shut down because of their connections to this bank? I mean, I think that's part of
Well, the bank is in trouble for its connections to them. The bank has invested in many ridiculously woke business enterprises and things of that nature. It has to do with general recognition of what reality is. And that's something that we have not come to terms with in this particular era.
You know, have you, if you had money in a bank that you thought was, that somebody said, oh, look out, that bank's in trouble, would you go take your money out of the bank? And then what would you do with it?
I would think twice about that because I, on one level, I wouldn't want to contribute to anything called a run on the banks, which, you know, here's the point. Here it is in a capsule. The entire economy works on confidence. The entire monetary system works on confidence. Yeah. When people lose confidence, everything goes to pot. And these stories are very difficult to do because you don't want to undermine confidence because confidence is the foundation upon which it was all built. So it's a great question. Would I? I think about that. I'm just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, is my money safe wherever it is?
Yeah,
you know, any market, you know.
I mean,
do you want to put your money under your mattress? You want to put your money, you know, do you want to turn, you want to put all your money into precious metal? Do you want to buy more real estate? Do you, you know, that's why the more money you have, the more you have to worry about.
Yeah.
One of the good things about being, one of the good things about being broke is you don't have these problems.
There we go. The solution to all of our problems is to go broke. There you go.
It's like when people complain about income tax. I go, be happy you have an income.
Thank you. So part of the trending discussion here is whether or not this is going to happen in Europe and elsewhere around the world, Chinese banks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because even though we keep talking about all the money that we borrow from China and yada, 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 they're on a shoestring the same as everybody else is. The thing we can be thankful about here is that our economy has very deep roots. The Chinese have no such roots. Their economy is based on the last 40 years of us being suckers and going over there and putting them into business so that now they can compete with us and job us around. And this week, one of the things, we got Putin is number four in the people list. He and Mr. Xi Jinping, whatever his name is, that's the president of China, are going to meet. They're having a big summit, a powwow, to strategize on how they can win in Ukraine, or how they can screw the Americans around, or whatever it is that they're trying to do.
They're really trying to save their relationship because they've got problems that we don't hear about.
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah. So, by the way, again, the what's going on, the drone incident took away, excuse me, from the focus on the Russian-Ukrainian war. Right. And what's going on with all the people. The Russians keep dragging people out of jails and every place else to put them on the front line to act as fodder, cannon fodder, and they're getting nowhere. You'd think at one point in time that people in Russia, after a year of this, would wake up to what's going on, how it seems to have hurt their economy, but maybe not that much. You know, you wonder, don't you wonder about...
I've always wondered about that, but then I wonder why people in the United States put up with a lot of things. Come on. You brought it up 20 minutes ago, the weapons of mass destruction. How come there's not outrage over that spans the decades? I mean, such a gross misrepresentation to the American people that has caused so much death, destruction, and ongoing problems.
But yet we look at these people as heroes. George Bush, he was a great president because he was a Republican. He sucked as president, no matter what his party was. He was an awful president.
As a matter of fact...
And this guy now is an awful president. He's a Democrat. I mean, where are the good...
He replaced an awful president. And one of the greatest things... And one of the greatest things that Donald Trump, an awful president, did was he came out against former awful presidents in his own party. So what you have one awful president criticizing another.
Yeah.
There's no solution in terms of maybe a good president.
So let's go. You want to make people even more upset?
Talk
about the bank failure. Yeah. If you look at, there's been this investigation this week into the FAA and what's going on there. What's going on there is the same as what's going on with the Highway Trust Fund and Social Security Trust Fund. There's no money in it because Congress has raided all of those trust funds, and thus there's no money in them. And the Social Security thing that everybody's talking about, we got to move it. There's no Social Security plan really in the budget, that's because they're stuck their head in the sand. At some point in time, you and I have paid into Social Security, and other people right now are paying in, and that's where the money's coming from. It isn't the money that we put in over the years that we're getting back. That money's long gone. What's coming out of Social Security is what's being put in it today by the people who are contributing to it. And they don't have that luxury at the FAA and the Airport Trust Fund, so they have to tax. Well, that's why when you go to the airport, you have to pay an extra $8 for your ticket because the federal government has taken all the money out of there that was supposed to be there to fix the airports and to fix the communications, you know, the things that the pilots use to talk to the controllers and run the planes and stuff. It's most smoke and mirrors.
Mm.
Right?
Thank goodness we have you to point these things out.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, okay.
No, I don't mean that to be snide. What I'm trying to say is, what's a person to do? You know, what's a person to do?
Good question.
Yeah. When we make as big a deal about an incident, you know, between a drone and dropping oil on it, and what happened to the balloons? What happened to the unidentified flying objects?
Nobody knows.
You know, what happens to all these stories?
Yeah,
most of them are diversions because the media doesn't want to work too hard, because the media doesn't have resources. The media, you know, they're taking all the AM radios out of Ford, so, you know, we can't afford to have news departments. It's all a terrible, complex web of unwieldiness. It's hard to run the world. It's hard to run big countries. Democracy, which is the best form, I think, of government, is a messy
Very.
Form of government.
Look at what Macron had to do this week. A special provision had to be invoked because the country's about to go on strike because he wants to change the retirement age to 64. It's at 62 now, whereas we're at, what, 67 and pushing to 70. Mm-hmm. And and in Spain, the same thing's going on because they're such socialistic countries. What are we going to do? There's no money to pay these people when they retire because they've spent it all in France, too, the same way we've spent it here. There's no money.
Hey.
All right. I want to find out what's going on. You know, we have been neglectful in talking about who you've interviewed. And what's going on at Talkers Magazine?
I don't remember who you're doing. I'm so famished from this conversation.
All right, so I'll talk for a minute about Calitrin, and you can figure out what's being...
I could plug something?
Interview, yes, right, please.
All right, I'll come up with something to plug. You talk about
Calitrin. I'm going to plug Calitrin for a moment or two here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calitrin is the number one way in our country to lose your weight naturally and to keep it off. That's number one on the hit parade, our list of things. We had a chart for the most important commercials. This is number one because it affects you. The weight that you carry on your body is so indicative of how you're going to live your life or not live your life. If you have a lot of weight and you want to get rid of it, you have to have the desire. This doesn't work. I'm not talking to people who don't care, the crazy people who keep eating and getting fatter and they don't care. I'm not talking to those people. I'm talking to people who have been eating, and now they're thinking to themselves, ooh, I want to be healthy again. So here's the stimulant-free weight loss product. No drugs. It's safe for everybody, and you will love the impact, the effect. 86% of the people who have been taking this over the past 25, 26 years have had success. You will, too. Just check it out at I send people to toploss.com. You can go to calitrin.com and find the same info. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. All natural. Take it every day, and you will love the results. $20 off on their 90-day supply. Use the Doug code for free shipping as well when you order your safe way to lose weight. Calitrin at toploss.com.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Idiots walk among us. They're lazy, lazy, lazy.
There's Michael Harrison. We need vocalists on the song Idiots.
I gotta tell you, Doug, that song is doing really well, because I guess it's answering the question about the mentality of the masses. I prefer people to watch the video. Idiotsvideo.com. Idiotsvideo.com. If people have a chance, go look at it. Idiotsvideo.com. I'm very proud of it because it just has legs. It's been on the charts, so to speak, now for about 5 months, and it still gets tens of thousands of downloads around the world.
Well, it's an interesting song. If you haven't heard it, that's why you should listen to it if you haven't heard it, because you'll certainly identify with the way Michael sets up the story, the routine, if you will. Where are the idiots and how are they? Basically, our conversation every week is about idiots.
Idiots, right? On all sides, right? Of the all sides and all parts of the social ladder.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Okay. All right. Idiots.
Idiots.
How do we find it again? Where
idiots,
do we go?
Idiotsvideo.com.
Idiotsvideo.com. Don't be an idiot. Listen to Idiots. All right? That takes care of that. Joe. It's looking at Joe Biden's name. Joe will be with us next week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
They can sing, they can dance, after all, Miss Sissy Sprung. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We are guests, be our guest.
All right, here we are. Another Beauty and the Beast tune. All right, so tell us the story behind the story here on this one, Chucker.
Well, this day in, actually not too long ago, this day in movie history, March 17, 2017, Disney's live-action version of Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson hit theaters, did very well. I liked it a lot. I saw it multiple times. I thought it was very enjoyable. Then Disney wound up doing live-action versions of Aladdin, which I thought was entertaining enough, and then live-action version of The Lion King, which I sort of liked, and then they got a big one coming out this summer with the live-action version of The Little Mermaid, which we talked about the other day, with Disney launching a couple-minute trailer during the Oscar telecast on Sunday night. There's no property Disney won't touch to make a buck, Doug. But I did like Beauty and the Beast. I like Emma Watson. I thought she was a nice presence in that film.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this weekend,
here's another story of high interest. Shazam, Fury of the Gods, at Shazam 2, Zachary Levi. This is the old DC regime that did this movie. Now, reviews are, for the most part, positive. A lot of people find this to be a very enjoyable family movie. Having said that, it's only tracking at around a $35 million opening weekend. For a superhero movie, that's not a good number. Here's my prediction. We're starting to see the beginning phases of the erosion of the popularity of the superhero movie. Hey, listen, if you give me Batman in a movie, a standalone, if you give me Superman in a standalone, I said I do believe Flash will be the biggest movie this summer. Having said that, I think a lot of these side characters, the fan base is losing interest. And even if they're good, I just think we've been there, done that. You know, here's another thing. Marvel has their own division for making superhero movies, meaning the whole, an entire production studio just to make superhero movies. DC has that also with James Gunn. What other genre did a studio ever set up its own system? Not for the Western, not for the buddy cop movie, not for the there is nothing like what is going on here. And I just think it's an overreach. They have 10-year plans. This has been going on now for almost 20 years, the superhero boom. But nothing lasts forever. Not that I'm rooting against it, but that's just the way I feel.
Right. All right. Ben Affleck, speaking of big heroes and big movie stars over the past 20 years or so, has been interviewed because he is out promoting the new movie that he and Matt Damon are in. And somebody started to ask him about the Justice League and was he as badly off as he seemed to be. And he said, yeah, he was drunk most of the time during the film. How about that? He was miserable, he said. This goes back to 2016.
Well, creatively, when he did, he likes Batman versus Superman. And I do too. That's a very polarizing movie. I thought he did great work in that movie. The Justice League, there was wind up being two directors, Zack Snyder's, and then he left the project due to a family tragedy. They bring in Josh Whedon. He cuts the film down, makes it a little more kid-friendly. The final product of that is not that good. Zack Snyder's version came out, and a lot of people like that version a lot. He said in that interview, that he won't direct now a movie for James Gunn, who just took over DC, because he doesn't feel the vision is what he would do. So there's a lot of fraction among internally of Warner Brothers and also the fan base, if you like, the DC superhero universe, which is Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Flash, so on and so forth. Now, evidently, it's been now public knowledge that Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman does make a cameo appearance in this Shazam movie. But will she play Wonder Woman going forward? I think the odds are she won't. But I love her. I think she's awesome in that role. But James Gunn wants to take this whole thing in a different direction, which is always a bumpy road.
Ben Affleck talks about what it was like in London. He said Batman wasn't satisfying for him. He spent a lot of time sweaty and exhausted in that. You got to wonder
He got paid, though.
Yeah, he got paid. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, sometimes you got to get sweaty and exhausted, and they do pay you very well.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Reflecting,
there was somebody, I read a story this week about, Affleck, in this whole interview, talks about being paid $600,000 to do Armageddon. And he thought, his mother was making $30 a day doing something. Kind of neat to put the two stories of his life early and where it is now together. Chuck Curry on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.